He brings in people from throughout the government, not just military, but civilian agencies also. And some of them are chief information security officers or security type of people. And a lot of them are just program managers, CIOs, people that would worry if something happened to their programs through a cyber attack. And so there's both a textbook and classroom type of component to the courses that he teaches, and also a hands-on, where he takes people into a hacker lab, and this is a completely isolated network at NDU, and he took pains to remind me, or to point out, that it's not connected to the NDU network, lest anybody think they can hack in there and get there. And so anything that goes wrong, it stays isolated, and they can use the tools that the hackers use and practice their skills against the attacks.
And sort of, there's a lot of these sessions that sort of, you almost training you to think the way the bad guys do. It's a war, almost wargaming kind of thing.
Well, that's exactly what it is. And they use tools that they get right off the internet. He said, we specifically don't get tools that are available to the National Security Agency and places like that, because the hackers don't have those.
Right.
And so he wants people to be able to practice in what it is they're likely to face in the real world every day that it's hitting their networks. And so they get a chance to do this in the safety of this hacker lab.
And again, the idea is sort of, if you think like they do, then you'll be able to protect your own network in a more sort of cohesive way?
Well, you've been there, done that. Yeah. You'll know what to expect and how to react. He also talked at some length about the social networking issue, which is so big in government. Almost every agency now has social networking on its website and within its, sometimes within their own borders. And I said, what is the real security issue here? And his answer was surprising somewhat. It's not that there's something inherently unstable about Facebook or something that that's a new vector of attack. But it's most of the problem is simply people putting up too darn much information, especially in the case of the military. You could put up information that could be useful to Al-Qaeda or to some other enemy just by saying where you're going and what you're doing and what you're up to and what your buddies are doing. And so he said, really, the danger is not inherent in those websites any more than any other website. It's just that people have to be circumspect about what they put up that could be interpreted, because you can be sure that everyone is watching that kind of thing. If you're someone in the soldier or the military, you can be pretty sure that, you know, the Taliban is looking at your web page, your Facebook account, as much as your friends are.
And it seems like increasingly we're asking, you know, people, we're asking end users, they have to be smart. Security and all these pieces rest with them. And in a way, it's, you know, we always said loose lips sink ships. But in a way, it's just the wrong information. If the wrong information gets out, you have to be very careful about getting the right information to the right people at the right time.
Well, that's right. If you work for the federal government, and especially if you work in the military, in effect, you are a military person or a federal person all the time, 24/7, even on Facebook.
Right. And I know there's a lot of talk about this. And in fact, you had the defense.gov people, there's a new website. You had them on the show this morning talking about
Floyd Price.
And right there on the page is all the social networking that they're doing. And yet, you know, we hear these discussions about the Marine Corps possibly shutting down.
No. What they're saying is simply, if it's fine to do all this, just do it on your network,
right,
not ours.
Not ours. But we're seeing that kind of discussion happen when most of the security folks that I say is, yeah, there may be a Facebook virus, but it doesn't connect in with our network. So it is that kind of strange discussion that's going on right now.
Well, also, you know, there's nothing is really separate on the internet. I mean, if you're in this account, and you also, Rocky pointed out, there are situations where someone may use their teleworking computer, and what if their kids got on there and went to site and put LimeWire on? You weren't aware of that. Well, then suddenly you're compromised through what you thought was a secure computer for your agency. So it's just something that people need to think about. It's like what they've always said in Detroit about making safer cars. Yeah. There's only one part they can never fix, and that's the nut behind the wheel.
Right. And so how many people go through these classes? I mean, do they get a lot of folks going through these? Are they constantly doing them all year round?
Yeah, NDU is a very busy place, and they have courses of 1 week and of several weeks in all different areas, not just cybersecurity, but acquisition and IT management. And so they're putting people through all the time. And cybersecurity is very well subscribed.